Happy feast, everyone. Today is indeed a glorious feast. It's the fourth glorious mystery of the Rosary, the Assumption of our Blessed Mother into heaven, which we celebrate every year on this day. I'd like to propose to you a little phrase, a principle to reflect upon this evening as we honor Our Lady assumed into heaven. And that principle, that phrase is this: the place to begin is always at the end. The place to begin is always at the end. That's not the best principle for reading a suspenseful novel of some kind, perhaps. But it is, in fact, a principle by which we should live, and in fact, by which we really live without even thinking about it. Let me illustrate that for you. We don't do anything without some sort of end, some sort of purpose, either explicitly in mind or implicitly in mind. We all came here tonight for a particular reason. We didn't just happen, presumably, to wander into the church here at St. Gerard on a Thursday evening at 7 o'clock. We had a particular goal in mind. I'm going to attend Mass on the Holy Day to honor Our Lady, and so here we are. The whole of our life is like this, but it's important for us to be rather intentional about certain ends for which we should strive, is it not? We all, I'm sure, put that into practice in our work or our school or our different responsibilities in life. We're motivated to want to do something well, to accomplish a particular end. Today's Feast of the Assumption is an invitation from the Church to broaden what often becomes a very narrow way of looking at our life, looking at just kind of this worldly things, and even perhaps even narrower often just kind of what's immediately in front of me at this moment. By placing this evening the image of Mary assumed into heaven in glory, the Queen arrayed in gold at the right hand of Christ our King, the Church invites us to broaden our vision to eternity and to consider the fact that our end, at least the end which God desires for us, ultimately, is heaven. To place that before us and to allow that to inspire and motivate everything I do. This feast is meant to draw our minds and our hearts upward, to enkindle in us a new longing, a new aspiration for eternal things. We prayed in our collect this morning that we might merit to be sharers in the very same glory that Our Lady enjoys. The Church places her before us this morning as a model, an example. That too is very common. If we have some goal that we desire to accomplish in life, don't we naturally look to someone who exemplifies that, whom we try to emulate? And we don't just look for anyone, we look for the best, the highest example. That's what Our Lady is for us. She is the first, the queen of all the saints. She holds the highest place among all the saints before the throne of God in heaven. And so she becomes our model to strive after, to emulate. And this opens up an interesting thing to consider. If we say that Mary is the first, the highest, the greatest example for us of holiness in the kingdom of God, this means that there are actually degrees of participation in the glory of God. That some people enjoy a fuller share, if you will, of the glory of God in heaven than others. Not that all the saints aren't perfectly happy, they are. But some have a greater capacity for God than others. In other words, our goal shouldn't simply be to get it into heaven. Our goal should be to prepare ourselves to enter as fully into that heavenly reality as we can. St. Thérèse of Lisieux had a beautiful image or analogy for this. She said, imagine a series of different sized glasses all lined up, and each one is filled to the brim with water. Each glass is perfectly full. If a glass had feelings, I suppose each one would be content. But some of those glasses have a greater capacity to hold that water than others. They can be filled with a greater amount of water. So it is in God's kingdom. And the question then is, how do I increase my capacity for God? I think that's what the Lord desires to do for us tonight, is to fill us with a longing, not just for heaven, but for as full a share in heaven as we can possibly receive. And the answer to that question is the great commandment, charity, love. When our Lord was asked, what's the greatest commandment? He said, love God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Because you see, what love does, what charity does, is it stretches our heart. The more we practice love for God and our neighbor, the more deeply we enter into prayer, the more generously we give ourselves in service and works of mercy, the more we embrace the invitation to deny ourselves forms of penance, the more our heart is stretched and becomes even more capable of receiving the grace of God. So on this Feast of the Assumption, we look to Our Lady to raise our minds and our hearts heavenward and to inspire in us a deep desire to increase that capacity of our heart for God. A deep desire to give ourselves more generously to God and our neighbor. And here's the best thing of all. Our Lady is not merely a model for us, but she is a mother. She cares for us. She intercedes for us. She wants to help us to follow after her. So today, let us offer our hearts to her on this her feast day and beg her truly to make our hearts like hers, to help our hearts to become more and more stretched in order to be more and more capable of receiving the fullness of God's grace, so that one day, please God, when we join her in that glorious kingdom of heaven, we might rejoice at the full share of God's glory that is our reward for our faithful practice of charity here in this life. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.